What is so special about tonight?
It's our 100th podcast.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a celebration right there, man.
Especially with the new cars tonight. That's going to be a great time.
You better believe. I mean, a great show for the great 100th anniversary. I mean, what else can you expect?
You are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Concert Blast, Michael Davis from Wild Horse Saloon.
Hey out there, this is Sherry Lynn Evans from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Chris from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I am Susan McCluskey from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Rick Yarbrough from Kingsport, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Jamie Faulkner from Smyrna, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Natalie Cody. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I love Concert Blast.
Hey, this is George from Denver, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hello, my name is Perry Prince. I'm with the New Cars, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Elliot Easton from the New Cars, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson, man. What's going on?
Well, we're here at the Wild Horse Saloon again tonight. We're going to see the new cars with Todd Rundgren.
That's right, man. I'm excited. I mean, Wild Horse, I tell you what, Nashville, Tennessee, we can't thank you enough for getting us in again, can they, Mike?
And we can't thank the Wild Horse enough for helping us get the tickets that we get.
That's exactly right.
Yes, and we're looking forward to seeing the new cars. If you recall, last year we did the very first show on their tour at the, where was that, the Grand Casino?
The Grand Casino in Tunica, Mississippi.
Yes, actually, Robinsonville and the address, but who's counting?
Whatever.
But anyway, we loved it then, and I know we're going to love it tonight. After a year later, under their belt of touring, they've got to be polished.
They've got to be really polished. They were good before, but, you know, we're really looking forward to it. It was such a great show.
But tonight is a special night. Why is this night a special night, Tom?
Because we got two guests with us.
Who do we have?
Who do we have here? What's your name, sir?
Matt Clunan,
man. What are you doing, man?
Just hanging out with y'all, looking for the big show.
That's it. And who else we got here? What's your name, sir?
Randy.
Randy, what you got last name, Randy, or is it just Randy?
Greer.
Now, Randy and we grew up together, and Randy was with us on a show last year. Randy's a good old bud of ours, and we always look forward to getting to hang out with the bud, Randy.
That's exactly right. So, hey, we also want to thank Mike at the White Horse, too, man, for getting us in and the VIP treatment. I mean, y'all are just wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much for everything. It's a good crowd tonight.
Well, I tell you what, man, it looks like it already. We'll find out for sure, but I know Mike was here earlier, and they were lined up, weren't they, Mike?
Before the doors opened, there was lines going all the way in both directions and people coming up the middle as well. That's going to be packed in here. We haven't been inside yet, but we're about to go in. So let's go inside.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
How you doing? doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
This is Josh here, taking up our tickets.
Say hello, Josh.
How's it going?
So I keep that.
Billy's in here. Let's go.
There we go. See you, Josh.
See you later.
So here we are inside, and we got the Billy Joel tribute band playing. Christy's ex.
Yeah, the guy's actually a piano player. Can you believe that?
Yes, he is. Well, here we are inside the Wild Horse Saloon. I wonder if we can find a few people to talk to. What do you think?
Well, there's definitely a few people here.
And we got two balconies, and both are over full, looks like, already. It's not even 9 o'clock yet.
Yeah, I would probably say we're looking at least, what, 1,000 people already here?
Close to it, if not.
Yeah. And the night's still young.
The VIP section looks like it's about full, too, and that means we can't find a seat.
Hey, we also forgot to mention, Brian's out with us tonight.
Oh, no.
That's right. Brian is in Florida, and congratulations to Brian. He has a brand new granddaughter.
Very first grandchild. He's very excited, and he'd rather be nowhere else but right there with that baby.
Absolutely. I mean, his world's going to change now.
I hope so. We're up here in the balcony, and we come across somebody who says, hey, what do you do? Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Jared Williams, and I'm from Brentwood, Tennessee.
Brentwood, Tennessee. Now, who are you here to see tonight?
I am here to see the Cars. New and improved.
There you go. It is new and improved. We've seen them once. We covered their very first show on their very first tour. So it's going. You're in for a treat.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man. Yep. They've outdated me by a couple years, but I'm here to learn.
How old are you?
23.
How do you know about the Cars music?
My neighbor came over and asked me if I wanted to see a show, and I said yes. And that's why I'm here.
Is this your neighbor?
This is my neighbor.
Come here, neighbor. What's your name now?
George.
From Brentwood?
No.
Where are you from?
Denver, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You come all the way from Denver to see this show?
To see this curtain, to this show. That's right. That's right.
All right, now, were you here to see who?
No, I wasn't. I would like to have been. That would have been great.
That was good.
No.
You caught me off guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little old, though, aren't you?
No, they're great.
Now you're here to see the new Cars.
I am. I'm here to see the new Cars. You bet.
Okay.
All right.
The Who would have been great, though.
I would love to have seen the Who.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now tell me, what do you like so much about the new Cars? You know anything?
Well, I know Todd Rundgren, but I haven't heard him for a while, so this is a good time to get back and check it out.
He'll sound just like Rico Kasich on their song.
All right. We're looking forward to it.
And he'll do some of his own.
They've got some good stuff.
Yeah. All right, thank you for talking.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Okay, we just made our way up to the third level, and I tell you what, there's not an empty seat, is there, Mike?
Oh, no, it looks pretty crowded up here. That's what makes it so good, too.
I mean, everybody's wrapped around here. What's up, man? What's your name? Where you from?
I'm Keith, man. I'm from Dawson.
Do you like the new Cars or the old Cars?
It's all the same.
That's true. But no, it's rocking here tonight. I mean, it is no seats available. I mean, it's all surrounded right there in front of the stage. You got the horses upside down from the ceiling. Got pool tables up here.
Yeah, sports bar. Yeah, television. All kinds of televisions in every corner. So it's like a sports bar up on the third level towards the front of the building.
I tell you what, the Wild Horse has done it right. I mean, you name it, they've got everything here.
I don't think I remember seeing the third level up here this packed before.
Oh, I don't think so either. I mean, and it's still relatively early before the new Cars come on, too.
How you doing, ma'am? How's Sparkles doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Sparkles here. She's checking everybody out, make sure they got some badge on or something.
Yeah. Security.
Are you a security person?
No, I'm home.
Take care, Sparkles.
You too.
Well, we just discovered something.
What did we just discover, man?
That there's not going to be another opening act. Here comes the new Cars next.
No, and the one thing I'm hoping is that we've got a longer set list.
They're trying to do the monitor checks right now. They have three monitors in front of Elliot Easton and two on the side. Look at that. That is amazing. Todd doesn't have anything. He probably has the inner ear.
Yeah, Elliot's got three, and the bass player has none. I tell you what, I'm excited because Todd's coming out, you know?
Oh, Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, man, because we've seen him before. And I tell you what, I don't know of anybody from any band that could replace a lead singer and Todd Rundgren going to be able to come right in and do it, sorry, Rick, but better than Rick Ocasek.
And he can play the guitar like crazy.
That's exactly right. But he puts a lot more energy into the show. And I mean, and he brings his own fans, too, which is so cool.
Yep, that's true. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Rick Yarbrough, Kingsport, Tennessee.
From Kingsport?
Yeah.
That's a long way from here.
Yeah. Staying over in the Radisson. I don't have to drive. I enjoy myself. Got a bus ride back to the hotel tonight. Oh. Ready for Todd Rundgren in the Cars.
All right, man. You got the new Cars t-shirt on. You must have seen them before.
Yeah, boy. I've been
following Todd Rundgren.
I've been following Todd for since about 69.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah. The new Cars, yeah. In Atlanta back in September.
Is it Chastain Park?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that place.
I walked in and I saw these people carrying coolers the size of this couch. You could take bottles of wine.
Yeah.
People had tables set up with candlelight.
Yes.
Cooking. Had a nice venue, man. I had a blast. I'm just fired up to be here in Nashville, man.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing it. We covered the very first show.
Did you?
In Tunica, yeah.
He was there.
You were in Tunica? You had the Tunica show last year?
Absolutely, yeah.
First show? We were there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we covered it.
Oh, you said you were in Tunica. Oh, man. Like I said, I've been...
Yeah, I'm a Todd fan, too.
Yeah, most people here are, you know. It fits. Rick Ocasek can never come back now.
I'm with you on that one.
I mean, nothing against him. This setup here, awesome.
It's called the new one.
Yeah, boy.
New and improved, as other people have told us.
That's a good way to put it.
Thank you for talking to us.
Nice stuff.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Harold Hill, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, you come all the way up here to see the Cars?
That's it.
All right. How about Todd Rundgren?
Him too, of course. He is a surprise.
Oh, yeah. So you're looking forward to this, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Chattanooga.
Oh, you came with this guy?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like about the Cars?
They're great. They're from my age group.
From our age group, right?
Our age group.
We're all the same age in this place, aren't we?
But it's great. We may be a little older, but we're still kicking, and we still got it.
That's right. And you'll see, they still got it, too. Thank you for talking to me. Enjoy the show.
What's your name? Where you from, man?
Jamie Faulkner from Smyrna, Tennessee.
Wow, not too far from Nashville here, Wild Horse. How are you?
Not very far. I'm a big Cars fan and hope tonight will be a good night. Hopefully they'll play a lot of 80s and kind of bring back some memory for the 80s and see what goes on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think you're in for a good show tonight.
Thank you very much.
Good deal, man.
Hey, guy, what's your name? Where you from?
Chris Monts. I'm from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati? You come all the way down here to see the new Cars?
Yeah.
All right. You ever seen them before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? How many times?
Just once before.
Just once? Yeah. Where'd you see them before?
Cuyahoga Falls in Cleveland.
Oh, cool.
Or up near Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you so excited about the new Cars tonight? What do you like so much about them?
Well, they play the old Cars songs, I guess, is why. And Rundgren's here, too.
Oh, yeah. He makes it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good guy.
So, what's some of your favorite songs with him?
Let the Good Times Roll.
Yeah, let's let it roll, baby.
Yep. They're going to roll.
All right.
Wild Horse Saloon. Make some noise. My name is Squeegee from 105.9 The Rock. A lot of great shows coming up here at the Wild Horse. Go to our website, 105.9.com. Vince Neil, Quiet Riot, Slaughter's coming, man. Creedence Clearwater's coming. You got Patti Smyth and Scandal. Benatar showing up here soon. Coming up soon. I'm excited about this. Never have seen him. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton. New Cars on their way here shortly at the world famous Wild Horse Saloon.
Well, we're down here right before the new Cars come on, and I get to talk to somebody from Shake Magazine who's actually interviewed Todd tonight. Hey, what's your name?
My name is Chris B. James.
How'd you hook up the interview with Todd Rundgren?
Well, I've had this magazine. We print 5,000 copies quarterly here in Nashville called Shake. It focuses a lot on rock. Our niche is, you know, there's plenty of people covering country, and so our deal is rock. It's paid for by the people who advertise in it, you know. It's funded that way and then just delivered free around town. And we got a little bit of a reputation. It's not real, real big time, but it's doing all right. Called up the management of the new Cars and management here and arranged to have an interview with them. Talked with Todd and Elliot for a while this afternoon and planned to run a story about the new Cars. I think they're fabulous. I think they're a group that deserves far greater recognition than they're getting right now. You know, I mean, to look around here, it looks like enough people love them. Yeah, it's packed. But on the grand scale, like in the interview, they told me they need to have a higher level of big label money or some kind of backing to be interested in making a new album, which was kind of sad to hear. I want to hear a new album from these guys.
Yeah, me too. Especially with Todd with them.
Yeah, no kidding. That interests me so much. Oh, here they come. No.
Sound like they're getting ready to come out.
Well, nice to talk with you and hope to catch up with you more.
Crispy Shake Magazine, are you ready for the new cars?
Yeah!
Looks like they're getting ready to take the stage, Tom. Lights just went on.
Yep, they got the guitars in their hands.
It's a packed house tonight, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there they come. Yep, they're opening the curtains up.
Yeah! Woo! Kasem's here.
Guess what? It wasn't the same show.
Oh, man. There is no way that this was the same show.
Of course, we're talking about, you know, back when we did the New Cars and Blondie show. That was back in...
What was that, May?
Help me out. And when the date was.
Wasn't that May of last year?
I think so.
2006, I believe. The first show...
Over a year ago.
The first night ever.
Right.
With Todd out there.
That's right.
Now,
that's
Brian
right.
wasn't with us there at the Wild Horse, but here at the review, he's with us. He's joining us because he's seen them before.
That's right.
He knows all about them.
I'm here for color commentary.
And there you go.
You know, he is part of Concert Blast, too, you know.
Okay, that's right. Let's get right into the show.
Hey, let's do it. After the first band got off, they started setting up the New Cars set list. And we're going, wait a minute, there's supposed to be another band. Yep. And this was like at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 8 o'clock.
We waited a long time. We really did.
Yeah, but we didn't realize that there was an opening act before the act that we saw. They actually started on time for the show. Okay. We didn't realize it.
Y'all were late.
We were late. Yeah. But it's kind of hard to go to a show at 7 o'clock at night to me.
It really is.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right till about 9, does it?
When you got two opening acts that you don't know anything about... Do you really want to go in yet? That's what we always talk to each other about.
Pretty much. We yeah. don't mind getting there a little early just to kind of get an idea, but we usually always miss the first band.
Yeah. But anyway, they started off just like they started off back when we saw them on their very first show last year. They started off with,
hello, hello again.
Kind of had that echo effect where everybody's just looking around and it just got everybody excited, jumping up and down, and boom, they just broke right into
it. Now, this night had more people than Kansas did, don't you think?
It did. It was the most people I'd seen ever at the Wild Horse. But one thing you notice, you know, while they're out there, they are all moving around. I mean, everybody's moving around. Mm-hmm. There's nobody standing still, you know, and they didn't waste any time, and they broke right into the next song, which is
Let's Go! Come on.
He is just unbelievably amazing. This guy was so hyper. He was just excited about being there. He's just nailing it.
This next song, he was shaking all over the place.
Yeah.
And so was everybody in the crowd.
They were. I mean, his feet were just going 90 miles an hour. And we're just like, look at
him, and everybody else, you know, I'm sure 99% of the people had not seen the new Cars with Todd yet, so they really didn't know what kind of show they were expecting. Rick wasn't there.
Yeah, and a lot of people were saying, it's kind of hard to imagine them without Rick Ocasek.
Exactly.
And Tom and I were telling everybody, you wait till you see what you're about to witness.
One guy said, you're going to be saying after the show, Rick who?
Yeah, and he did say that to us.
Absolutely.
And anyway, this next song came up, and it was
Shake It Up. Dance all night, get me loose. You don't need no bad excuse. I said, dance all night, then in the car. Don't let nobody put in your fun. Shake it up. Ooh, ooh, shake it up.
They were shaking it up. And Todd, I mean, he was almost just funny. I mean, he was just really...
You see the way he moved his head and the big circle and his hair was flying everywhere?
No, it wasn't really headbanging. It's more like a helicopter prop.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know, he didn't do any of that stuff when we saw him the first time. I mean, he was good and all, but he didn't move nothing
He was a lot more reserved, more very exacting.
Well, exacting because they probably had to make sure they had everything together, and that was their first show. But this night, they have it together, and they were having fun.
I tell you what, Perry Prince, too. He is just dressed up in his wild...
Polka dots.
Polka dots, black and white.
Oh, he still wears the polka dots.
Has polka dots
and
on.
And his white sunglasses. I mean, he's just Mr. Cool.
I'll tell you, is that guy a player or what?
He's a great player.
I mean, of the three of us, I was the only one to see him when he played with the tube.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, he is... one heck of a player. He is a standout.
And guys, you have to listen to the end of the podcast because me and Mike talked to Perry Prince.
Yes.
You know, so you got to hear what he said. So
Perry and Elliot. We talked to Elliot too.
Yes,
and that was fun.
Yep.
But there was one lady that was at the backstage party afterwards.
Yeah.
She said, he looks cute in his pajamas.
Yeah, it was funny. She was funny too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, but anyway, they went into the next song without stopping. They just went wham, wham, wham. And the next song was...
Best Friend's Girl. The background vocals
were
like just unbelievable, and Todd just blends in so well with them, and you're just going, wow, this is the Cars.
Yes, it is.
So they all seem very comfortable since we saw them last year.
Oh,
very much so. Very much so. And one thing that with Kasem, what did you kind of notice a little bit about him?
Well, he was like reserved. He wasn't smiling all smiles like he was last year at the beginning. About midway through the show, he kind of loosened up. It's not like he was tired. You mentioned he looked like he's tired.
Yeah, you know, and of course, I believe, if I've heard it right, Kasem hadn't been with him
on the
whole time
tour,
of the tour, and he just had joined him maybe one or two shows prior to this one.
He was playing with somebody else overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just started back recently. So they went into the next song with Candio, I Need You.
Sorted cars, rays of light you bring. All to move, now on the moon, and vanishing. Candio, I need you so. Candio, I need you so.
Now, one thing that was different from the first show or the show we saw, there was no background videos.
That's right. And I wanted to ask him about that.
Yeah, we should have.
I'm sure it got a little expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And I mean, he had to hire somebody to do it all. And
so no three-ring light rigging?
No light.
No background films? No nothing, huh?
Nope, not at all.
Just a black curtain.
Sometimes a stripped-down show is better.
They made up for it on their musicianship.
There was no doubt about it. But I tell you what, I mean, Todd's musicianship, his lead guitarship was unbelievable. I mean, that's where it really takes off. I mean, we're not taking anything away from Elliot at all.
Oh, Elliot's outstanding.
Fabulous. And Elliot was really having a good time. He was digging
it. Having fun.
You know, and he had his dark shade glasses. He was Mr. Cool going around there. But I mean, his guitars, I mean, he brought out so many different kind of guitars. They were very cool.
Yeah, man. I'm just hoping some days at a car show I'll see Liv Tyler.
There you go.
She's a cutie pie.
Todd stepped up to the microphone. He says, okay, you've had your appetizer. Now it's time to clean your palate. As he stepped into his first song of the night, I saw the light.
I'm gonna try to run. I tried to live. I knew we wouldn't help me.
Everybody's kind of like, wow, this is Todd with great musicians behind him. You know, anybody that was there for Todd was just overly excited about hearing that song.
Now, they remember that song. Right?
They knew that song.
I mean, you cannot not remember this song.
Yeah,
if you listen to the radio.
Todd also stepped into the mic on this next song. He said this next song is going to be from their award-winning album that they did last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the huge multi-million seller. He started joking about it, but it was Warm.
Song, if I was going to say, they could have left out.
I'm with you.
You know, but
there's about three I would have left out.
Yeah.
Because it was a long show.
It was a very long show.
So, wait a minute. Now we're complaining because the show's got too much.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a new one.
Well, see.
Not completely complaining now.
They played all their hits.
They did.
There was nothing else left to play.
So they played some.
So they played some more.
They did.
But those other songs, Warm I could have left out. It's a slow song, you know.
It is. You know, but I think they were getting tired, so maybe they wanted to slow up a little bit.
That's a break for them, I guess.
It was definitely a break for them. But next song, they broke right into Dangerous Type.
Well, she's not like you. Dangerous Type. Yeah, she's not like you.
The night also moved on quite well as they moved into a song that was a crowd favorite. Not one of my favorite new car songs, but everybody liked it. A song called Moving in Stereo.
Life's the same, moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, I'm shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside.
Kasem stepped up to the mic now.
I think he started looking around and he said, I need to get a little bit more excited. And he did. He started smiling.
He started winking at everybody. He started getting involved with the crowd like he did last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's like he just, I've got the energy now. I can carry on with this show.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And they broke into a song called All Mixed Up.
She tricks me.
And guys, I tell you what, this guy can sing.
Yes, he can. He can play bass, too.
He can really play bass, but I tell you what, man, he's got that clear, crisp, little bit deep voice.
Well, don't forget about Kasem, too. He's played a lot of other professional bands. He's played with Joan Jett in the past. And he's also played with Todd Rundgren in
Utopia.
In Utopia. That's right. Correct.
And speaking of Utopia, here comes another Todd song.
There you go.
Todd really showed up on this song. He pulled out another one called Black Mariah.
Black Mariah. Yeah.
Everybody stood back and let Todd take over that sound.
And he did.
I mean, everything. I mean, the vocals, the guitars, lead guitar, everything. He just shined that whole song, and it was excellent.
All I want to know is when we're going to get to talk to Todd about his podcast. Oh. He keeps leaving.
Well, okay. He's not the one that actually runs the podcast. Somebody else runs it.
Well, it's got his name slapped on it.
Yeah, but somebody else, you know, they used our last review on their podcast.
Well, that's because it
from last year.
There you go. That's right. But Todd, now's your opportunity that, you know, we'll be glad for y'all to pay for plane tickets to see you, and we'll be glad to interview you directly. And
London?
Paris? Yeah, London's fine.
Or come down there to Hawaii with you and Mike, because I know that's where y'all are.
That's right. They're probably having fun right now. You know what I'm saying?
True. They left Black Mariah from Todd and went into another Cars song by the new Cars called
You Might Think.
You might think I'm crazy.
You might think I'm crazy to hang around with you. Maybe you think I'm lucky to have something to do. But I think that you're wild.
Time to introduce the band. And yeah. Todd steps up to the microphone.
And he starts introducing each one of you. He starts talking about Greg, which we hadn't talked too much about.
That's true.
Greg Fox.
He really shined that night.
He was so funny. I mean, I watched him quite a bit that night. He seemed like he was like a robot, but he smiled, he'd move around, he just did this crazy different moves.
Very animated.
Very animated, animated, yeah. You know, but he was very energetic too, and he great background vocals there too, but he could really play those keyboards. You know, of course, Perry Prince, they introduce him, and then Elliot introduces Todd.
Yep, and you know, that's when Elliot kind of got Todd to say some things that Todd wasn't planning on saying.
I think you're right.
Because
yes,
he said,
"Why did it?"
Hey, Todd, tell everybody what your definition of justice is. And Todd proceeded to say, "Wait a minute, I'm not going to say that." Then he's, "Go ahead, it's an all adult show." He says, "Is it all adult show here?" He goes, "Yeah,
yeah."
So he goes in and tells this story about his idea of justice with Clarence Thomas and some other guy, and that's all I'll say about it.
Yep.
He doesn't care for him, I'll say that
no,
much.
No, definitely not. Definitely
yeah,
not.
But he said, no, that's my idea of justice. And, of course, Elliot loved it, and he was
carrying on. You could tell they get along very well together.
Oh, yeah, no like your best friends. They also introduced Kasem at this time.
Yep, and you could kind of tell that the next song was going to be his.
Yes, because he said, now he's going to drive us home.
He did.
When?
He did. Drive. Kasem just nails those vocals, but it's one of those songs that you figure you'd never hear again live. And man, I mean, the girls were just, you could tell they were just melting, you know.
Well,
you know, I think they like his looks too.
Yeah. You listen to that song on radio, and you would not think it would carry over live. I can't speak for the other night, but I can tell you that song really carried over the last time I saw
it. It was fabulous.
It just like really went out into the crowd, and they really took it in.
This next song carried over well live too, like it did when you were there, Brian.
Yeah, the next
one. Everybody came out front.
Yeah. Perry Prince comes back away from the drums, and everybody comes out front.
Oh, man.
And guess what we're about to hear? Come on, Brian, you remember this.
Tell me.
Come on, man.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Because
cool. I mean, that one really went over better than we've ever seen it, too.
Oh, they loved it. Everybody was singing. Everybody was on their feet, too. Even the couch people, Brian.
Right. Even the couch potatoes.
Even the couch potatoes.
They did.
You mean somebody took their feet up off their coffee table?
Yes, they did. What I liked about this song is how they start off with acoustic, and then they slowly go into an electric set. Right before they went to electric, this time, Prairie Prince did a short drum solo.
Yep.
Sounded really neat, too. He did a good job, didn't he?
He really did.
Then he got back to the crowd into it after this song, as they went back to the car songs, they went into You're All I've Got Tonight.
But you know what? They weren't finished with tonight, were they? Because they said, not tonight.
Another New Cars original
from
last year. Not tonight.
I don't know what that cologne is, but it's working like a charm. Makes it easy to imagine walking you on my arm. On my arm. I want to show you around the sight, but not tonight.
The crowd were just singing along. There is another song that people just really knew the words to.
That went right into another song, which was also the last song of the night, called Bye Bye Love.
It's an orange sky. Always in some other guy. It's just a breaking world. Bye Bye Love.
They start waving to the crowd, saying goodnight, goodnight. Guys, you got to hear what this sounds like.
The New Cars saying goodnight.
I'll tell you what, man, the crowd is ready for more.
Yes, sir. The New Cars left the stage. What do you think? Is it a good show?
I think those guys are fantastic. Come on out and play some more. Hey, Open Your Eyes is coming up. Best song of the show.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
New Cars back on stage. As they come back, they start slowly going into the riffs, hammering on the strings.
Yeah, everybody's wondering, what are you going to play? What are you going to play?
And you hear that. I said, that sounds familiar. Just listen.
Yes. That's how you get a crowd going.
That is right.
Oh, man. And I think this is probably their biggest hit. What do you think?
This is one of the biggest hits. You're right, Tom. And it is just what I needed.
I know I've said this several times, but again, it just sounds so wonderful.
It did.
No.
And the crowd, even the second balcony, was just rattling the stools and the everything.
Yeah.
They were jumping up and down. They were dancing everywhere.
It was a fun night.
All I could think of was, Brian's missing this.
I just think is right now, shut up.
Me and Mike are having a good time along with at least 2,000 other people.
That didn't stop here. That just went right into a rhythm guitar lead, and it went right into another Todd Rundgren song, Open My Eyes.
I'm lost in the dark of my own room, and I can't keep it.
it really
real
did.
Well, yes.
I mean, even though it's Todd's song, but it worked very well. People recognized the song. They were even singing it.
They're dancing.
Oh, it was just really building up to probably their biggest hit ever.
Well, I don't know about the biggest hit ever. It is a big hit that went into just a hammering on the strings. And what they did, they drug this last song of the night out by just hammering on the strings, watching the people go wild.
That's right. So you knew they were having a good time for how long they stretched the song out. But that was one of the very few times that it was okay to stretch it out. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, because they had the crowd. They were playing with them. Everybody was yelling and screaming and going
singing.
Nuts.
I mean, it was
and they knew that they're going to love this next song because it was none other than Let the Good Times Roll.
Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them rush to rock and roll. Hey, let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
What's so great about this show is we got everything we wanted. We got songs we wanted to hear.
Yes.
We got the entertainment.
Yes.
We got Todd Rundgren.
Amen.
You know, and I'm
preach it, brother.
I'm ready for the blast scale. What do you think?
Oh, I'm ready.
I mean, I'm so excited about it.
Can we just have to go to Tim? Is that all we just Tim?
We've never gone past it.
All I can say is yada, yada.
Bust the thermometer past 10?
I don't know.
You know what? Before we get into the blast scale, let's listen to how they close the set.
Hey, let's listen to the fans after that, too.
Absolutely, man.
So did Elliot Easton.
Absolutely.
What a show.
Wow.
The best thing I've seen at the Wild Horse this year.
There's no doubt, man. This crowd is loving it, too, man.
Even the general manager Mike over here is going crazy to see him.
No, I mean,
he was singing and everything.
All right.
That was a good time for everybody.
He's got to love it, man.
I have to say, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for being part of it. What'd you think?
That was awesome concert,
best
man.
Show in the world.
That was awesome. I loved it.
Good. Tell us what you thought about the show.
It was the best show I've ever seen. I'm serious. They were awesome.
I tell you what, there was a lot of energy, wasn't there?
Oh, it was. I'd go see them again, man, tomorrow.
That's right. How do you think Todd did?
He's better than Rick Ocasek, man.
Yeah, I tell you.
Hey, thanks for talking to us.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.
What do you think of the show?
Todd is God.
Todd is what?
Todd is God. If you knew how big of a fan I am, for how many years I've been going to hear him, and I have traveled all over this country, and my license plate is TR Fan.
Yes, I would say you're a fan. Now, what's your name? Where are you from?
Susan McCluskey from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And you drove down here for this?
No, I drove down to see Walter Egan at the Bluebird Cafe. Sing three songs with him.
Really?
And we actually opened for Kansas 2 weeks ago.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
We were here that night.
Were you? Yeah.
We walked in the last two songs.
That was
you up there.
Nag and Steel Hot Summer Nights. That was me.
Wow.
the show tonight?
Fantastic.
Well,
wonderful.
I was just telling her I'm a professional musician, and this band makes someone like me go, oh, wow. That is the highest level. That's serious. That was beautiful. She was saying, the Cars without Rick Ocasek, how could that be? And now she's going, wow, he's even better. That's even a higher level. I just wish they could go forward with new stuff, you know, because Todd Rundgren is perfect for these guys. What a fabulous group.
Yes.
This is the highest level of players around. You know, they all, if you look up online, their track records and stuff, these guys have all played with all the biggest names. This is the highest level of current rock band.
I think he liked the show.
Other than,
I think he absolutely loved it.
I think you did too. You were dancing on this couch.
I can't help it. The couch was bouncing, wasn't it?
These guys are awesome. Other than the Rolling Stones or Paul McCartney or something, this is as good as it gets.
But I'll tell you what, this is one of my favorite shows I've ever seen. Tom, you take off with
it. Okay, I'll start off with it. The energy, the excitement. Todd just is great. Guys, you're all great musicians. You all are great entertainers. I'm with everybody that's ever seen the new Cars with Todd Rundgren. I mean, nothing against you, Rick Ocasek, but you know what? You were right when you said Todd Rundgren is the man to take my place.
Did you know we just read recently that Rick Ocasek suggested Todd Rundgren?
I like that.
Wow.
Exactly. Then when they got back together, because he didn't want to do it.
That's right. But what's so fabulous about this show is they mixed it up in so many different ways. It blended so nice. We got to hear the songs we were wanting to hear. We got to be entertained. Mm-hmm. The songs weren't dragged out. We just couldn't wait for the song to be over with. I'm telling you what, I mean, I can just go on and on and on, and you know, I know we only got so many minutes here. I've got to give this a 9.9.
Whoa!
Highest rating I've ever given anybody.
Mm-hmm. What happened to 0.1?
So it was warm. Warm took care of the 0.1.
That's right. That's exactly right. What do you think, Mike?
Here it is. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, that's about what we said.
Pretty close, I'm telling you.
We've said that before, but I would have to say I agree with Tom with everything he said. I would have taken out Warm. I would have taken out Moving in Stereo, even though it is a crowd favorite, I'll say. All mixed up. I never was into that song.
I can say one thing here, guys. Y'all never tell me they needed to take some stuff out.
Yeah. This was a two-hour show.
Yes.
And that's why I wouldn't mind taking those three out, because if you did, it would have been a nonstop show.
Oh, it would have.
Nonstop. I mean, bam, bam, bam.
And then, for whatever reason, Ty could play Can't We Still Be Friends?
Or Heavy Metal Kids.
We could have heard that.
Yeah, Heavy Metal Kids. Yeah, I could listen to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
City in my head.
How about, hello, it's me.
Shut up.
That's right. That's right, man. Wow.
But anyway, I haven't had that than Warm.
This is turning into a talk show.
I agree with that. That's right.
They did something I didn't appreciate, and Tom will know all about it.
Yeah.
They had some vulgarity when he introduced the band. Didn't have to tell that stupid story anyway.
No.
I got to take a point off immediately.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. No.
The average thing will work out good here, guys.
Yeah, but everything else is perfect. 8.8.
That's awful low for how good that show was.
I have to take a point off. Otherwise, it had been a 9.8.
Not a full point.
Yeah, it had to be a full point. That was a pretty graphic story.
Yeah, but he got 8.8 and 9.9.
No, he took off 1.2 points off perfect. Well,
no, 0.2 is the songs.
Okay.
1 point for the profanity.
So you took off 0.2 for playing too many songs.
Yeah, can you believe I did that?
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's cold.
Well, we've got to thank Mike Davis.
Oh, we do.
He takes such great care of us, and we were back there. You know.
I just have to say that afterwards, we were standing on the side, and we were just wanting to say thank you.
Yep.
And Randy Greer was with us.
Yes,
Randy. And another guy was with us.
That's right.
What's his name? Matt?
Matt Clinton was with us also.
We were standing there, and Mike comes up to us, and we are thanking him, and he goes, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, hold on.
Stay right here.
Yeah.
Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
And he leaves. And we're going, he forgot about us.
Yeah, because about 15 minutes roll by.
And he comes back down. He goes, third floor, private party with a band.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's go. Follow me.
We had a great time.
We were digging it then, weren't we?
Am I rubbing it in?
I'm telling you.
That's all. I'm not listening.
So we make our way upstairs, you know, to the third level.
Yep. Hey, Elliot. Hey, how you doing, man?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Up. You have a picture? Sure, we have a picture. Yeah.
But we got a chance to talk to Elliot. Here's a few things that Elliot had to say.
Looks like it's an after party here.
for certain individuals, and we were just invited to come to the after party, so let's see what's going on. Well, here's Elliot Easton right here.
Mike Arnold from Concert Blast. We have a podcast.
Hi, Mike.
I'm Tom Dawson.
Here's a call right here.
We did your first show at Drag Casino.
Oh, great.
First
one. Yeah. Yeah.
Tim Street asked us to come out and do that.
Great.
Yeah. Very good, Elliot. Thank you.
Great show.
Thank you.
It's better this time.
And of course, you can see our picture with Elliot on our website.
And we saw some fans back there, too.
We did.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, it was very energetic. The one thing we were missing was what?
There was two things we were missing, actually.
Me.
I wanted to talk to Greg, because I wanted to tell him how much he liked that.
I'd love to see Greg back there, too. But, yeah, unfortunately, Todd.
And Todd didn't come out, either. Todd Rudgren didn't come out. Those two didn't come out. Kasem was surrounded by everybody.
He really was.
He had a lot of friends there.
Yeah.
And he was just surrounded by friends.
There's always a Nashville connection, man.
Yep.
Yeah, there really is. We talked to Prairie Prince and had a great long conversation. Here's some of the things that we had to talk with him about.
Hey, it's Mike Arnold from Concert Blast.
I'm Tom. Great show. Hey, we saw your very first show in Tunica, Mississippi. Not your very first show, but the New Cars' very first show. I mean, it was good, but tonight, man, I tell you what, you yelled and nailed it.
Show. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't really gotten anything together.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of shows on our belt.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead, man.
White punks on dope. That's white right. Punks on dope.
White. That's right. The tooth, baby. That's right.
Last weekend in San Francisco, yeah. I'm not playing with these guys, I'm playing with the tubes.
That's awesome, man. So do you still have the big theatric stuff?
A little bit.
Mike, you gotta get the tubes here. He's still playing.
Hi, this is Mike Davis of the Wild Horse Saloon. We have the tubes coming hopefully sometime in November.
Hey, right.
Hey. The first tour in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Oscar's Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I still had the crease marks on my chest. They pushed me so hard to the stage, I was like this, going, let me breathe.
You know, General Mission Days, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
We opened for a Led Zeppelin at Kezar Stadium, San Francisco, 1973. And the first number was White Punks on Dope, very first song. And he came out and threw a bag of powder on the front row. You know, it was flour, sugar, flour, something like that. And then he threw out a big bag of candy, which was mints that were supposed to be Quaaludes. Boy, for the whole rest of the show, he got thrown at us back.
Oh, no.
Everything. So that we learned our lesson. Don't ever throw anything until the last song.
Then you're done with.
Hey, you got to tell us, we always ask all the artists this, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen happen while you were on stage out in the audience?
I saw a giant condor pick a little lady up out of the audience and take her out of the stadium.
No way.
That's pretty good.
Where was this?
I'm not
kidding.
It was in South America. Peru.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
That is crazy.
They swooped down. I think she had some kind of a steak or something in it. I think it was a trick, you know. It was like a pet thing, and she was drug out by this condo.
Oh my gosh!
We couldn't believe it.
That's too crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you trying to get you? Are you trying to get him out of here?
Yeah, we gotta
go ahead, man.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prairie. Thanks again, man.
Thank you, man. Great job.
Bring the tubes here. Tell Mike.
It was very cool.
Yeah,
very
he cool. Was. I really liked it.
And Randy and Matt just was kind of blown away on the connections and being able to get around here and there. And
what Matt says is, I thought I'd be asleep by now. I didn't know I'd have me a front row seat to a show.
Exactly.
Much less go to an after show party.
Right. And they ended up staying after we did.
Yeah, they stayed later than we did.
That's right.
We had a great time. Thank you all the people that were out there. Thank you, Mike Davis. Yeah. We'll let you throw in your own commercials here, Mike.
There you go, man. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for bringing sticks in here, man.
No problem, man.
I love them.
My pleasure.
That'll be a sellout show.
When I think of all life, my head spins all around.
He's been around, Andy.
Yes.
How's the Bisneel Slaughter Quad Ride show doing?
Out of control.
They're going to be out of control. You know that.
We're gonna have a big night that night.
I think so too.
You better get a ticket. They're selling fast. I mean, we're always sold out of the VIP lounge and reserve section, almost sold. And don't forget about Rick Springfield on the 14th of September. He's already sold 300 tickets in advance.
Oh wow!
Before he went on sale to the public.
Wow.
Jesse's girl.
I don't know anything else. I think two songs is all I knew of him.
It doesn't matter. He's just sitting there going.
That's what Tom said.
How do you do that on the internet? Mike just looked like Rick Springfield.
There'll be a lot of girls there, I guarantee you.
Hey, no men are invited.
If you're a dude, don't bother buying a ticket. You won't get in.
Hey, Pat Benatar is almost sold out.
Oh, no.
If the podcast's going to get in, they better get their tickets early.
Oh, I heard that.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history.
Oh, come on.
Come on, there you go. He is the man.
Boy, the Wild Horse is really picked up where Starwood has left us off.
That's right.
I tell you what, unfortunately, one of the best venues around town that provided us with a lot of entertainment, open air venue, is no longer here in Nashville. Starwood is no longer here. But I tell you, Mike Davis and the Wild Horse Saloon have taken up a lot of slack.
Oh, yeah. They really helped us out this year, haven't they?
They have shows there on almost a weekly basis.
Yes.
And especially with the rock, classic rock shows that we love to bring to you.
And I thank you for liking our show, Mikes, and for allowing
us to
be a part of that.
We do appreciate it.
Don't forget to vote for us out there, guys.
That's right.
ConcertBlast.com, right-hand side, vote link. Put in your email address and then answer your email so the vote will count. Put in a nice comment for Tom. He needs one.
I do need one. But, guys, if you have any suggestions out there on what we could do better, let us know.
Any music discussion? You know? Anybody you want us to cover?
That's true.
Because we do travel, too.
And you know what? All you can do is buy our tickets or bus tickets. We'll be there, man.
Bus? No.
Nah, maybe not bus. You know, we're kind of bold.
At least rent us a car.
That's right, you know.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving good.
I guess we could go Greyhound if they wanted to sponsor us.
There you go.
If I could get the whole bus.
Of course, hotel.
Yeah, the whole bus.
That's true. There you go, Brian. I wouldn't go for just one. That's right. So, anyway, send us some emails at
ConcertBlast@gmail.com.
Okay, send them on, guys.
This is Mike signing off.
And this is Tom signing off.
Well, I can sign off for Brian, but he's not here this week.
That's right. We got an imposter here.
God bless you, everybody. Woo! Goodbye.
Good night.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.